Get inspired by the famous Isle of Mist with a story by Duncan McLaughlin. You will learn the secret of why cats knock over things and discover which two Celtic artists were added to the all-new Best of 2022 Irish and Celtic Music playlist on Spotify. It's on the Pub Songs and Stories show number 248. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. This is the virtual public house for musicians to share the stories and inspiration behind their music with your host, Mark Gunn. Subscribe to the podcast at pubsong.com. Greetings all and welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn and today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners over on Patreon. Big thanks to our newest patrons, Carrie Sargent, Richard Haywood, and Gail Perrin. Patrons can save 25% off all of the merch in my Mage Records store. That includes shirts, CDs, stickers, songbooks, USBs, whatever. So go do that. And also, you know, it helps me make a living as a musician. So I hope you will consider doing that. So February 14th is the official release day of Selkuth, and that is my 24th solo studio album. The title means when everything is strange and different, yet you find it marvelous anyway. And I feel like that really suits my music to a T. So I'm getting ready for the release. And it's really odd releasing music as an indie musician. So you all know that I host the largest podcast in the world of Celtic music, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I also have the Irish and Celtic Music magazine that promotes it and other Celtic things, and there's a sizable mailing list there. But I realized that's really it for what I can do. From there, I need to actually reach out to other businesses and organizations, and I gotta say, it's really kind of scary. And there's a reason why I find it scary. Years ago, the Brobdingnag and Bards released our first album. It was marked by great size, and I had no network back then, zero. I was not a gatekeeper of Celtic music like I am now. I was at the mercy of every newspaper, magazine, or radio show, and I sent the album out. I hounded the media places I sent the CD to, and one of which was Dirty Linen Magazine. That was at the time the number one magazine for folk music in the world. I think they went under about a decade ago. I emailed and wrote, and I got zero response. And months later, the album was finally reviewed. 2.5 stars and a very short 3 to 5 sentences belittling the album. I gotta say, I was heartbroken. Months of hard work yielded that. It was really disappointing. I mean, if you think about it, that little review is gonna do absolutely nothing for our band. And it took all that time. Now, to be fair, that experience also inspired me to start my own internet magazine and eventually a podcast. But after releasing 23 albums, I realized that's just not enough and I need to do more, and I'm really scared too. So I'm gonna throw this out there into the universe. Is anyone interested in helping me promote my music? Drop me an email, sing@pubsong.net. I have a method that I hopefully will work out. I've been working with Evernote as a means to keep track of all the things I need to do. And it's really worked well with booking. My booking calendar has completely filled up and I'm really excited about that. But now I have to find other means of doing it, and it requires extra time, which I don't know that I have. So if you'd like to help out, again, send me an email to sing@pubsong.net. All right, I'm gonna play some music from Miran Nicauli. This is The Immigrant's Farewell from Daybreak.
Our ship, she is ready to sail away, and it's come, my sweet comrades, o'er the stormy sea. Our snow-white wings are all unfurled, and soon we'll swim in a watery world. Don't forget, love, do not grieve, for my heart is true and cannot deceive. My hand and heart I will give to thee, so farewell, my love, and remember me. Farewell, sweet Dublin's hills and braes, to Killiney mountain's silvery streams, where many's fine long summer's day. We loitered hours of joy away. Don't forget, love, do not grieve, for my heart is true and cannot deceive. My hand and heart I will give to thee, so farewell, my love, and remember me. It's now I must bid a long adieu to Wicklow and its beauties too. Of Oka's vales where lovers meet, there to discourse in absence sweet. Don't forget, love, do not grieve, for my heart is true and cannot deceive. My hand and heart I will give to thee, so farewell, my love, and remember me. Sweet Dalgany, likewise that land, that Argyll waterfall, and then the lovely scene surrounding Bray shall be my thoughts when far away. Don't forget, love, do not grieve, for my heart is true and cannot deceive. My hand and heart I will give to thee, so farewell, my love, and remember me.
I have a new playlist on Spotify, and it's called The Irish and Celtic Music Best of 2022. And this is something I created in conjunction with the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. There's a new podcast episode every week with an hour of fantastic Celtic music. Patrons of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast get to vote every week for their favorite songs on each episode. Those votes are then added up a couple weeks later, and the most popular songs are added to the Spotify playlist, and at the end of the year, I'm going to compile all the most popular songs into the Celtic Top 20. The Top 20 Celtic songs, I should point out. It's not the all the songs, but all of the Top 20, the most popular songs from that list will be voted on at the end of the year. Now, I started this list with the best of 2021, the Celtic Top 20 from 2021, and you can listen to that playlist in the show notes. And I thought it'd be cool to share some of the more popular music this week. And I'm going to consider whether I want to do this with each episode, where I can throw in some of the more popular songs and tunes from your votes, or rather the patrons' votes. And so we'll see how it works, if it comes together. I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, but I'm going to keep it in my mind, and we'll see how it works in the weeks to come. The first artists that were added to the new list were Mirren Nic Ealaí and House of Hamel. And of course, Mirren was played on the first track here. And of course, this is House of Hamel. The tune is called Superb Owl. It's from their brand new album, Folk Hero.
Thank you.
What are you doing while listening to Pub Songs and Stories? I'd love your thoughts and feedback. So take a picture of yourself or where you are or what one of these stories reminds you of. Just post it on social media. Use the hashtag Pub Stories so I can find it and share your story. And I'd also love to know if there's a song that you'd like to hear a story about. Drop me a line. Maybe I can make that happen. Upcoming shows, February 2nd, I will be online, a Kelt Father, Coffee with the Kelt Father, or in this case, Coffee and Groundhogs with the Kelt Father, because it is Groundhog Day on February 2nd, and I'll be performing at 11 a.m. Eastern on YouTube. You can find the link in the show notes. February 17th, it will be my CD release party for Selkuth, and that will be on Bandcamp. That will be a free concert, and you will be able to buy the CD at that concert and possibly get it autographed. So mark your calendar for February 17th. That's a Thursday. February 19th, I'm at the Lost Druid in Avondale Estates, and February 25th, I'll be at Iron Shield Brewing in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Both of those are CD release parties as well. It's time for the story of the Isle of Mist. Duncan McLaughlin originally hails from Dunfermline, Scotland, and he's the son of a Scottish coal miner. Now he resides here in the Atlanta area in Roswell, Georgia, not far from me, and he has been around the Atlanta Celtic music scene for several years now. I haven't met him yet. He's a relative newcomer to the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, but I got to listen to some stuff. His music is solid, and he's writing songs inspired by his heritage while fusing in some rock and Americana in a great Scottish tradition. Duncan will share a story about his love for a place in Scotland. I'll let Duncan take it away.
Hello, I'm Duncan McLaughlin, a son of Scotland's ancient capital, Dunfermline. I come from a humble background, my father being from a farming family, then turning to coal mining later like many men from the towns and villages in the county of Fife in central Scotland. I grew up on a musical diet of folk music of the time, where wonderful stories were intertwined with vibrant traditional music played by the simple folk like my dad and his brothers on the old farm. They played it from the heart, with passion, for fun, with no musical education other than that passed down through the generations. I was fortunate enough to be blessed with the family's music genes and have been performing since the tender age of 14, covering a multitude of genres along the way, and then taking to writing songs and poetry later in life, when the time seemed right to express myself in my own way, in my own words and music, rather than through that of others. I've written about many things. People, places, emotions, some serious, some much less so. I've always been enthusiastic about extolling the beauty of Scotland, my homeland. And like many Scots before me who have moved to foreign lands, the love of the old country releases an emotion I can only describe as a misty-eyed fondness and a nagging craving to spout endlessly of its beauty, but only after one has upped and left it all, of course. This is especially true of folk like myself, prone to poetry, songwriting and storytelling. This song is about one of my favourite places on earth, the Isle of Skye. I spent many days there, walking the hills and climbing the jagged gabbro, a rough volcanic rock designed to remove human skin quite efficiently. The song was spawned initially as a poem many years ago when I was younger and somewhat fitter, when mountain adventures were my relaxation. Aside from adventures on the Coolin Ridge, there were weather days. Days when venturing up the mountains would be near suicidal, so those days were spent in exploration of Skye's lower level wonders. The name Éileann Ó Cóir translates to Island of Mist, and it lives up to that name in spectacular fashion quite frequently. While the mountains and the rugged landscape are themselves the stars of the show for me, the swirling mists that often envelop them are an essential part of this epic scenery changes that are the essence of Skye. The stage setting can shift from spectacularly jagged and captivating to bleak, dark and mysterious in the blink of an eye. This, for me, is a huge part of the attraction. The island is akin to a beautiful woman. One moment draped in the sparkling, colourful garb of an exotic, dancing seductress, hard not to watch, then In the next breath, shrouded in dark, ethereal mystery, bringing a feeling of doubt as to whether it's wise to venture too close. There are so many wonders on sky. I've tried to encapsulate them in this song. I implore you, go there, see it, feel it, fall in love with it as I did. The experience will remain in you. Ilinacho, the Island of Mist.
There's a story I tell, and I swear every word of it's true. Of a place that I found in my travels, I gave my heart to. To the north of this place there's a land, untouched by the greed and the cruel hand of man. It's a place called the Island of Mist, Ilinacho. Magnificent mountains, their savage teeth sharp as a saw. Dark raging seas churn around them, defending their shores. If you go to that place, then beware, lest your soul be enchanted and held captive there, and your spirit bewitched for all time by Ilinacho. Tell you of Ilinacho. Oh, oh, I'll tell you of Ilinacho. Black silken sands run with silver as tides ebb and flow. Demonic volcanoes asleep from a time long ago. Jagged towers of rock growing proud, secret bridges to heaven, some hidden in cloud. Wild waterfalls gush from the great cliffs of Ilinacho. Tell you of Ilinacho. Oh, oh, I'll tell you of Ilinacho. There are spirits so ancient and places so sacred up there. Raw natural beauty, its purity everywhere. When clouds sweep dark curtains of rain over all of these splendors to hide them away, mist blankets her wonders, that's why she's called Ilinacho. Tell you of Ilinacho. Oh, oh, I'll tell you of Ilinacho. We'll be right back.
hope you enjoyed that track. If you did, it is on his CD, A Different Flag. You can find him on Bandcamp. Again, links are in the show notes. Please go check it out. And support what you love. The musicians on this podcast are happy to share their music freely with you. You can find their music on streaming music sites, but streaming is a way to sample the music. If you hear something you love, these artists need your support. Please visit their website, sign up to their mailing list, and buy something. You could buy digital downloads, a shirt, a sticker, a pen, a songbook, a jewelry, or even the classic physical CD. Your purchase allows all of us to keep making music. And if you're not into the physical stuff, many artists accept tips or are on Patreon, so please support the arts. And of course, this podcast is sort of on Patreon as well. It's part of my Gunrunners Club over on Patreon, and your support pays for the production and promotion of my music and this podcast. So if you have questions or comments, drop me an email, again, sing@pupsong.net, and you can save 15% with an annual membership. Now we go on to the story of cats knocking over cups. One of my favorite Celtic songs to sing is Mingalay Boat Song. It's an old Scottish song, and I recorded a fantastic version of the song, if I do say so myself, for my CD, Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. And you can hear about that song in show number 243 of Pub Songs and Stories. Being a filker as well as a Celtic singer-songwriter, I find myself rewriting traditional Celtic song lyrics on a whim now and then. And that's what ultimately led to my Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers series of CDs. The Mingalay Boat Song was one such song that was a victim of my filking. It happened when Kenzie was about 2 or 3 years old, and must have been about 2, I think, because I remember her in a high chair right next to our kitchen table, and she was eating and had a juice bottle that was sitting on the table. And she barely finished eating. I realized we were running late, so I didn't clean up. I picked her up and I ran out the door and drove her to daycare. And when I got back, I walked into the kitchen and stepped in a puddle, big puddle of sticky juice. Jenga! We had 4 cats at the time. We called ourselves the Brady Bunch of cats. Gwen had 2 girls and I had 2 boys, and they all had their quirks. Jenga was Gwen's cat, and she was a tuxedo. Black fur and white paws, and she had a tiny head and a big body. And one of her quirks was to this little meow, and to beg when someone was eating ice cream. One of the other ones was she knocked over any cup of liquid that was left longer than 3 minutes. For this reason, to this very day, we rarely have open drinks sitting out. Bottles of water are always preferred, even though she passed away a couple years ago. Now, I don't exactly remember when I wrote Mingalay Cat Song. I don't remember if it was at that time or sometime afterwards, but it basically wrote itself. I just had to remember the various instances when she knocked over this or that glass of liquid, and watching TV at bedtime, or just watching her in the act and wondering, what is that all about? Why do cats like to knock over things? 3 things that I really loved about the lyrics. First is the 3rd verse. There's a cold glass of water by the bedside. And when I'm performing this song, I love acting out the emotion where the tongue trying to lick the water in the glass that is not yet spilled over. I also love ending the verse with satiated, even though it doesn't rhyme. It just works. And I remember years ago, Andrew and I, we had a debate about writing songs, and I'm firmly in the camp that you can write songs that sort of rhyme, quote unquote. They don't actually have a rhyme in it, but because of the way the music flows, it can sort of create a rhyme in itself. Andrew didn't think that was a thing. But I think of artists like Bob Dylan, I think, is the one who comes to mind, who was able to do that sort of thing. Leonard Cohen, I think, was another one, was really good at it. But it's just beautiful how the music flows and ebbs and flows, and it created this practically a rhyme. And I was always impressed by that. So Satiated doesn't actually do that, I will be honest, but it stands out because of that. Tongue can't reach it at 2 in the morning, so I knock it down and you're satiated. Just fun to sing, and I thought it would be a blast to have in there. So the 3rd thing I loved about the song is answering the question, why do cats love to knock over stuff? And I feel like my answer is pretty creative, which is why I'm was thrilled with having this. A big thanks to a whole bunch of people who were a part of this, the recording on Selkuth. Nathan Deese did bass and whistles, but I also had background vocals from a lot of people who were on my Facebook page, and I said, hey, who wants to sing backup? And C. David Dent, Chris Carr, Heather Aykroyd, Jennifer Mitchell Haskell, Morgan Hubert, Gwyneth Hubert, Nick Watson from Wrath Kelter, and Whiskey Bay Rovers were all a part of the production of this song. So I am grateful to all of you. Thank you so much for supporting it. And if I missed anyone, let me know. When I was trying to put the notes together, I felt like I was missing some people, but nevertheless. So as I said, I thought my answer was really creative, and you let me know what you think, because here is the Mingley Cat song.
See the glass cats, watch it splash cats. See the liquid roll off of the table. See your human in their socks cats as they step in the puddle you made. The bottle lands with a splash. Your paws get sticky on the floor. See the glass cats, watch it splash cats. See the liquid roll up of the table. See your human in their socks cats. Step in the puddle you made. Humans watching TV distracted, or they leave to use the bathroom. Jump up on the coffee table and knock the milk down and lick it up.
As they step in the puddle you made.
right, next time, Eamon Flynn shares an inspiring story of Dublin during a pandemic, and I have a song to remind you to keep breathing when times are tough. Thank you so much for listening to Pub Songs and Stories. If you enjoyed it, you know, drop me a line, share it, tell a friend, and I will be back in a couple weeks with the CD release under our wings. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte. Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen wherever you find podcasts. You can also subscribe to my mailing list. You will get regular updates of new music, podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.com.